Yeah, so essentially the first half of the meeting will be a normal time of worship, except there's never any normal time of worship in Thurrock Christian Fellowship. So we're going to worship Jesus, we're going to enjoy his presence, we're going to praise his name, and that's the most important part of that. And then there'll be a kind of a natural break when we think the time goes. You can refresh your coffees and things for 5 minutes or so. Some people might join us even at that point. And then we'll have the Thanksgiving bit in the second part of the meeting. I want to read some scriptures that I just think are great and appropriate. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but is crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good to rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. And there's one more passage I just feel is so appropriate for today. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a trumpet, with a loud command, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. So let's use this song. I've got a string of songs here. They're kind of one after the other. Let's use them to have freedom in worship and to speak to God.
Though the nations rage, Jesus Christ. again. You are faithful, God. Faithful, forever you are faithful. Lover of the wounded heart. You defend the poor and the forgotten. You are faithful, God, and I will sing to the maker of heaven and earth. God, you reign forever, and your love will endure. Faithful and true is the name of the Lord. You are faithful. My all in all, here in the light.
try that together. In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. His cornerstone is solid.
Creation's waiting for.
Yeah.
gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is the one that condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I chose a load of John's favourite verses and choruses there. Got a feeling he's singing along with us, actually, and most of heaven as well. So I'll hand over to John now, just to administer the next bit, and still part of our first half, really. But.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah,
great time. Some good words, good songs there. Just to express our thanks to God for how good he is to us. What we normally do is, on our Sunday meetings, we always try and carve out a little time just to come up with some good stories which have happened in our life. Have a day-to-day relationship with God, and we can pray to him and we can ask him to help us through some of the worries or stresses or some of the stuff which life throws at us. And also we just want to say, have an opportunity to say thank you, God, for blessing us and helping us each day and answering our prayers. Someone once said, it was Karen actually, said, God knows what is important to us. And how true that is. He knows what goes on in my world, which is totally different to anybody here, and your world, which is totally different to mine. So we're just going to have 5 minutes of just very informal, if you'd like to share a good story, just to say thank you, God, for something which has happened in your week, or just want to say thank you to God for anything. So I am now 66. No, I'm not. I'm 65. I'm 65. I was hoping. No, I'm 66 this year. Then I get my pension. This week I thought I was 40, and being brought up in Suffolk, I lived and still live with chainsaws like children live with Lego, and my son had this huge tree, which was, I was trying to work out as to how tall it was, but it was higher than the actual ceiling. It was a big tree, and every year all the leaves come in, and it's a council, on council land. They said it's their responsibility to actually chop back the tree, but they haven't got the budget for it, so you're quite happy to do that. I said, we can do this, son, we can do this. And up I went on the ladder, and after a few up and downs on the ladder with a chainsaw as well, I'm thinking, I'm knackered. it was, never again, never again. I didn't say that to my son. And I got a couple of war wounds there. I got a lump out of the chest where one of the branches came down, one of the boughs of the tree, not a branch, and clunked me here, and it still hurts. This is on Thursday, I'm still aching as well. One of the big branches went down, bounced on the road surface and whipped up and almost took my son's eye out. And he's got this big scar across here. And this is not going well. And there was one bough left, and it was all tangled up in the telegraph wires as well. And I'm thinking, this isn't going to go right. So I just prayed. I said, God, will you please, 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 I've had enough. And I would really like this to fall the right way. So he roped it all up and all this stuff. And I just said, God, please help me. And Benjamin pulled it with all his might and it just went that way. And I was so pleased. My energy came back and I was really happy. So just want to say thank you, God, that God is interested in the absolute basic things. That not, it might be a massive story that is going to be the headlines on the local Thurrock Gazette or anything like that, but God is interested and he knows what is important to you. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Anybody else like to share anything today? Please. Come on, Karen. God knows what is important to you, doesn't he?
He does. This is Karen. Hey, Karen.
So I had my bosses come in this week. I didn't know what day, what time, and I was praying, God, please don't let them come Monday. Please don't let them come Monday. And I had all these ideas. I work in a nursery. I had all these ideas. It was very bland last week. And I'm saying stuff, can we do this, can we do that? And by Monday afternoon, everything was put on the wall, all the displays were up, and they came Tuesday afternoon. Praise God, they came Tuesday afternoon. And they were overwhelmed by how wonderful it all looks and how well the staff were behaving. And it was just a really, really good day. So, yeah, I was grinning from ear to ear. And praise God that he just blessed. Because I always ask God, please bless my hands today. And he did. So thank you, Jesus.
This is a thing that happens all the time. As some of you know, we have the CAP Debt Centre here, Christians Against Poverty. And I had the privilege of going out with Sunny on Friday to meet a new lady. And it was just lovely. It's such a privilege to go into people's homes and to help them with their practical problems. And you can see them relax as you get there. You know, somebody's got this. Someone's going to. And she was very happy for us to pray with her, both at the beginning and the end, pray a blessing on her. And we both had a very good feeling about her. We think God's got her. So it was just lovely.
Again, it's a little bit boring in some ways, but this is my life. I run the Spacious Place Cafe here, which is a fantastic privilege. We work with some fantastic people and volunteers and, fantastic people who happen to be volunteers. I should have, anyway, there you go. And on Monday, I had this sort of early message from my colleague, the apprentice, Aaron, bless him. I'm ill, I can't come in. Now, this was one shock. We were already down. Tracy, our normal volunteer, wasn't coming that day because she was otherwise engaged. And also Beth, the other full-timer, she wasn't coming on that day because that's her day off and she's just moved. And so I don't want to disturb her. Well, Lord God, what are we going to do? Brilliant. People all gathered around and God sorted it out. And we didn't have a busy day. You know, some days you want it to be busy. Other days you're just so grateful it's not. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I just want to thank God for how he helps us, you know, when we call on him. There are some skills we don't have. And there are moments when there's nobody else to do it. And you just have to find a way to do it or ask God for wisdom. So I had to draw from one of my favorite scriptures, which is Psalm 119, verse 99 and 100. I was trying to unravel what happened is we run a charity and about five vendors submitted quotes for solar. And this is in Africa, and how they word their things is completely different from here, you know. And we're trying to see what the comparisons are to be able to to know which vendor to go with. And I was saying, God, please help me here. And all the other trustees, so to say, were saying, they don't really understand solar. So I sat there and I had put it off for a long time. I said, God, you just have to give me wisdom here because I don't know. So I opened up a spreadsheet, which I like, and then decided to put the names of each vendor across. And I said, okay, what are the key things? Put the panels, put the batteries, put the inverter. Try and unravel what they've said. And when I did that, somebody came back and said, you need to look for the degradation, 16 to 23. I had no idea what this person was saying. Feedback from somebody here. But I had put it in a way and had submitted it before this question came, a day before our meeting. So we got to the meeting. I had no idea what this meant. Anyway, somebody now said, look in the internet. What does this mean? 16 to 23. And what I'd done on my spreadsheet and the way I had analyzed it just met up with this 16 to 23. So I want to thank God for that wisdom.
That's interesting. It's someone who's excited about spreadsheets. who's got someone they can pray to God who understands spreadsheets. Wow. There you go. Right, okay. So we're going to just bring this part one to a brief close and have some refreshments, etc. Just some practicalities. Once a month we have what we call a half night of prayer and seeking God. It's normally on the last Friday of the month, but practically this month everybody just happens to be on holiday, so it seems, or away. So we're going to bring it forward to this Friday. So it's this Friday, and we'll communicate that out to those people on the WhatsApp, the church WhatsApp, all that information. But just give you a heads up on that. If you'd like to give of any tithes and offerings this morning, please feel free to do so. There's an offering bar. We can do that during the break. The little white thing there is a little sum up machine.